Welcome to The Weigh-In, hosted by Scotty Cash and Jay Ross.
We are here with The Weigh-In. I'm Scotty Cash.
Jay Ross.
Toby Steve sticking around.
And Big Toby Smooth still here.
We ran a little late on our fantasy football talk, and Jay Ross walked in, and last time we did all four of us, we had quite a good time.
Yeah, I think we did.
So we're going to try this again.
We are. There's not a lot of news to cover, but there is a UFC pay-per-view tonight. It's been everywhere. Apples are a bad choice.
Well, in the first segment, Silky Smooth was eating a donut.
Now, oh, yeah. It's a theme. I'm going a little healthier, though. But, yeah, we got the UFC 104 tonight. Shogun versus Machida for the light heavyweight title. An okay card, top to bottom. So we'll go over who we think's going to win, how they'll win.
Titties!
We'll talk about the Ultimate Fighter. Titties was a big part of this episode.
Listen, if I had to watch a couple more minutes of Rampage saying titties, I would shoot myself.
I think they put in just enough to piss everybody off and start beating him.
Christ.
Titties. That guy's got titties. And then, like I said, a little bit of news. So what do we want to talk about first, Ultimate Fighter or the...
We might as well, since we're talking about titties.
Right.
Or we can talk about Pamela Anderson, since we're talking about titties.
Nah, I would go with anybody else other than Pamela Anderson.
Are you kidding?
Although she has a giant one, she's old and kind of gross now.
Nope, I'd do it. She's got, like, hepatitis A or B or whatever, and
yeah,
either way,
take a chance.
I'd even take A, B, C, and D just for one night.
I'd probably go with, who's Ryan Reynolds' wife?
It was
Scarlett Johansson.
I thought it was...
That's
he was dating Alanis Morissette, which is
for a long
time. Wow, we just turned this into pop culture.
That was our random minute from earlier, which we didn't do. So
we can talk about movies, too. I went and saw Law Abiding Citizen last weekend.
Good for you. I don't even know if it is.
Gerard Butler.
Yeah, I know what it is. Oh, yeah. I do want to see that.
Gerard Butler kills people. It's pretty cool.
So we won't talk about those because we don't want it to be ruined.
Right, Ultimate Fighter was last Wednesday.
Titties!
Episode 6. Team Retriad is still... dominating every single fight. They only have Big Baby. I can't think of his name right now.
It doesn't
Marcus,
matter. We know you're talking
Marcus
about
Marcus Johnson.
Yeah.
And then
Meathead.
Rashad.
Okay.
Yeah, the other guy is Zach Junk. Or
Scott
Junk.
Junk.
Or somebody Junk is the last name.
But they don't have a chance.
I think Scott Junk is actually a UFC veteran, so he's got a chance.
Oh, yeah? And so was so-and-so, and he got chopped out in 13 seconds.
He hasn't fought in years.
Oh, well. Is the door locked?
No.
Lock that door.
But
Titties!
I'm pretty sure it's unopened. Not yet. All right. What else happened on it? Yeah, we heard the word titties at least 450 times. That's a rough guess.
Yeah. It's getting to the point where I hate Rampage, and he's one of my favorite fighters. And I like Rashad. Not only is Rashad being the cool, nice guy coach, they're making Rampage look like
he doesn't care.
A complete turd douchebag, you know, just everything. And I was even saying, it hasn't been this bad until he officially, quit or whatever you want to say it. So I was thinking, do you think they went back in and recut it to make him look even worse? Because why would they make a fighter look bad, this bad? Because, this is making him look terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So
I doubt they had much film of him looking competent. They just doubled down on the crap. You're right. I'm sure they're spending it the way they want to. Right.
We have to mention the drawing that... That Tiki Gashin.
That
made.
Was funny, dude. That was pretty good.
I agree. It looked cool, and there was neat characters, but I'm like, good job wasting time not training your fighters and doing this thing. Heaven forbid they get good training from
the guys you brought in.
Yeah.
After that fight, I can't remember who fought. It was one of his brothers.
His brothers?
Yeah. He went out to, he's like, oh, here you go. We're going to go get something to eat.
We talked about that two weeks ago.
I mean, ever since then, it's like, you just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what happens if he does, if they do go 8-0. Does Rampage stop showing up? Is it just the
Rashad
show after that? What happens?
Well, no, the show will be over anyway, so.
Well, no, they still have to do all the preliminary fights.
No, it might as well be over because, what would he do?
Team Rashad versus Team Rashad.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe half of Team Rashad would go into it, be a Team Rampage.
Yeah, and then they would all quit. They'd be like, nah, I'm not doing that.
I don't want a UFC contract that bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, when the first episode aired, it was like, Rampage, oh, I want Kimbo, I want Kimbo. And then when Kimbo lost, he's like,
I'm done.
Kimbo's still around, isn't he?
Where's Kimbo at? Where my guy at? I'm going to cut my hair like him and wear that little do-rag thing like him.
Let's hope somebody gets injured so we can fight and lose again.
It is.
And then that guy got punched in the head and
bleeding.
Yeah,
like,
yes!
Yeah, he celebrated his own teammate.
And he was doing like a pound explosion. Like, that doesn't deserve a pound explosion.
Very true. And that guy, Zach Jensen guy, was not good. He was picked last for a reason.
Yeah. He's like, I took the camera guy.
He's like, well, he's got his legs around my head. He's not cinching this in, so I better stay here and make sure he gets this choke really tight so I can pass out in his crotch.
Yep.
Titties would be a good idea.
There's nothing better than that.
Passing out in another man's crotch.
Yeah, I'm going to throw a weak-looking hammer fist. good fight, guys. Come on now. Next week, Matt Mitrone will be fighting. He told me this. And the rest of the crowd at the Capital City Cage Wars. He said, 2 weeks from this Wednesday, they're making me out to be a villain right now, but I represent hard. You know, you were there, Scott.
I indeed was.
What did you think of the show?
Titties.
Capital City Cage Wars.
I'm going to shoot you.
Rampage over here.
Yeah, something. Silky Page.
Silky Page.
I don't know. It was all right. I think the main event should have went the other way, but whatever.
You think the Cornrows guy won?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. Bobby knocked him out a couple times. So.
Yeah, but he also got punched 400 times. It's no different than Stephen Bonner versus Bobby
Southworth.
When Stephen Bonner was walking towards Southworth the whole time, kick, small punch, and then Southworth would hit him with a haymaker, a big kick, and knock him down. It was the aggressor gets more of the points. Therefore, Cornrow's guy was way the aggressor the whole time. Exactly. That's what they got to go. That's what they got to go with.
Fair enough. Well, that's it for our tough. Again, next week we'll talk about the big Matt Mitrione fight. I assume he's going to fight Marcus Johnson, but you never know.
Well, they showed it.
They didn't show who was fighting.
Well, they showed both of them walking out.
Well, they showed all four of them walking out. They're like, these four are the only left.
No, you're a liar.
Okay. Did anybody else see it? I don't think I'm crazy.
I don't remember.
You're a liar too.
I never lie. I start fires and people
ditches. UFC did the weigh-ins, and Anthony Rumble Johnson came in 6 pounds overweight.
Good for him.
That's horrible.
So now is he still gonna fight?
Yeah. He gives up 20% of his winnings to if he wins or his fight purse. So let's say he gets paid $10,000 to show, at least $2,000 to go into his opponent.
Oh, so that's all right.
Yeah.
I'd send baskets and stuff to my opponent.
It's donuts. Give me free extra money. His opponent is Yoshihiki Yoshida. He actually did make weight. Everybody else came in at weight other than Josh Neer, who came in a full pound and a half over. And Gleason Tebow came in 2 pounds over. So
what happens with that? They give like a small portion?
No, I think they might get fined, they actually say, but they both just agreed to fight it. We are not good enough to make weight.
Yeah.
So this is a continuing UFC tradition of no one making weight in their freaking cards. Because last month, Belfort barely made weight. And like two other fighters going to make weight.
I just give them like $6. Be like, look, I'm a pound and a half over. Here's $6. This is what I got.
Leo Machida came in 2.5 pounds underweight. So that's odd, actually. Usually they want to add 205.
That's a huge difference.
Well, no, because they usually cut 205. So the fact he's coming in weight under is pretty good.
Oh, okay.
So, what else happened? Ricardo Aldemeida, he was supposed to fight John Fitch at 106. He got injured. So now John Fitch will take on Thiago Alves at 107.
That's going to be a good fight.
It's a rematch. They fought like 3 years ago, and Fitch did win via TKO. Also, Tim Sylvia, everyone's favorite, the Bummy Act. He's agreed to fight at Dream's New Year's Eve Dynamite card. He wants to fight either Hongman Choi, classic grappler extraordinaire, or Alistair Overeem. And then the other small bit of news is that Showtime is going to actually try to hype the Brett Rogers Fedor fight by doing a Fight Camp 360. It's basically going to be like a countdown-esque show where they'll show them training and hanging out. So that will air November 3rd and probably repeats all the way up until the show November 7th. We'll take a quick break and come back and talk about 104.
You are listening to VG Losers Radio. Join us at vglosers.com for more videos, podcasts, and reviews.
We are back. Titties.
Oh, okay. This is exactly how I felt on Wednesday, too, and I was just like, shut your mouth.
So, Wayne, we're going to talk about 104 now. Spike TV is going to air prelims again. Awesome. I enjoyed that a lot last time.
They did that last time?
Doing it. Yeah.
Oh,
How come I didn't know? It's probably because
you get the memo.
Podcast.
You get a free hour of.
It was a good fight too. Who fought last time?
No, there was like four of them that showed, but the one I don't remember the
name. It was a name. It was.
Well, they did have names. Fye and Escudero beat Cole Miller.
Cole Miller fight.
Yeah.
It was embarrassing.
They had a couple others. I mean, oh yeah. Drew McFedry's got beat up pretty badly.
Yeah.
He's one of those guys that like wins one, loses one. Wins one, loses one.
Yeah, he totally is. But on the undercard, guaranteed to see is going to be season 7 winner Ryan Bader.
Bader!
Darth Bader. I'm going to guess you're picking him to win, Token?
Yeah.
Why not? Versus the tight end from Denver.
Eric Red Schaefer. So it should be a pretty decent fight.
Yeah,
The other guaranteed fight is going to be Patrick Barry,
That's my guy.
Versus Anthony Hardonk. They're both kickboxers, so if that fight hits the ground,
I'm
shocked.
It's going to be good, dude. It's going to be a good fight.
It's just going to be throwing bombs for 15 minutes, and probably like 4 minutes because someone's probably going to get knocked out. I'm going to pick Patrick Barry. I think he's the underdog, but I like him.
When is this?
This is tonight at 8 o'clock.
No, I'm thinking when's the next fight card then?
After this one's the 14th.
14th.
That's 105. That's the free one on Spike, so you probably won't get free prelims because the whole card's free. But that one is Couture versus Vera. But who do you guys have in the Barry?
I'm taking Barry. Barry should have won the last fight. It was a fluke.
We got two for Barry.
I'll go against the grain.
Sure.
Hardonk.
We'll go hard. Two and two.
Boo.
Now you guys are both fired.
On the main card, we have Spencer the King Fisher going against Joe Daddy Stevenson. I'm going to pick Spencer Fisher as the underdog. I think he's going to take it.
I'm taking Stevens for sure.
I like Joe Daddy.
Yeah, I don't think Spencer brings it all the time in his fight. And I don't know, I think Joe Daddy's pretty steady.
Joe Stevens' last couple losses have been from, stud muffin.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true.
They're not nobodies. He's lost to the champions, people that have fought the champion and gave the champion, trouble, so.
Next up, we have Anthony Johnson, the guy who came in 6 pounds overweight, going against Yoshihito Yoshida. I'm going to definitely pick Johnson here with a knockout.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, no, I'll go Yoshida. Okay. Is that the guy that they were trying to make out to be like the model?
No, that's Akiyama.
Akiyama, not Yoshiyuki. Okay. Yeah. I got to get my Japanese fighters straight.
You do.
I apologize, folks.
next up is Josh the Dentist Near versus Gleason Tebow. I'm going to go Tebow in this one. I think he's going to win by submission.
Yeah.
I agree. I like Josh Neer.
Yeah, I'm taking Neer. I lie.
Okay, so I'm at least going for Tebow. Scott's going for
Neer.
And you guys would go Neer.
I got Tebow.
You got Tebow. You want to again?
I think they should have a fight. Gleason Tebow against Tim Tebow.
I like that. All right.
Maybe they could do like Shaq versus, and they could play football, and then they could fight.
I like it. Next up is the co-main event of Big Ben Rothwell making his UFC debut against Cain Velasquez.
I'm thinking Cain's just going to beat the crap out of this dude.
I'm going to pick the dark horse again. I think Rothwell's going to take it by a surprising TKO in the first round.
What do you guys think?
I'm going to go Cain Velasquez. I think I haven't seen much of Rothwell, but I don't know. He just looks like a big, slow sack of meat.
Yeah, he's got 27 pounds on him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And he's got 30 fights on him.
I'll go cool name Cain Velasquez.
So well, everyone's 3-1. Yeah.
Because you're the.
Do you think he's gonna finish him? Or do you think he's gonna?
Oh no,
he's
finish
the decision.
He's gonna finish.
Yeah.
Oh wow, couldn't finish Chuck Congo, but he's finished Ben Rothwell. All right.
He did finish Chuck Congo.
No, he didn't. He went to
he might as well have.
Okay.
He just stood there and took knees for 15 minutes.
Fair enough. In the main event, Lyoto Machida is I think a 4.5-1 favorite over Mauricio Shogun Hua. I'm not gonna go against the grain. I'm gonna go ahead and pick Lyoto Machida via TKO in this. Third? I'll say he makes it to third.
The Dragon remains the champion.
The champion!
What do you think? TKO, KO? First round?
I'm gonna go KO and probably second round.
Second round, okay.
Well, what do we got? Machine Gun versus Shogun? I'm gonna stick with Machida. I doubted him last time. My buddy said, no, Machida's awesome. I'm going to stick with Machida.
I'll go with Machida as well.
All right, now unanimous decision on Machida, so now when he wins, you can blame us. That's all the time we have for the weigh-in. We'll be back next week to talk about...
Titties.
All right, later.